Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is Fred Bottomer with a look at the week in health. There's a new recall out there, this one involving canned corn.
Another recall affecting your kitchen. This one poses botulism risk. Del Monte is recalling more than 64,000 cases of canned corn because the products were not properly sterilized. Walmart and Target are among the retailers that sold the item. The canned corn is labeled Fiesta corn, seasoned with green and red peppers, and has a best-by date of August through September of 2021.
And then there's that beef recall.
A massive recall on JBS Tolson beef products has expanded. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that 87 more people have been sickened with salmonella after consuming the contaminated beef. More than 330 people have been infected since August. The recalled products were packaged between July and September of 2018 and sold nationally under multiple brand names.
How are we doing when it comes to romaine lettuce?
The FDA has identified one source of the E. coli outbreak, a water reservoir at Adam Brothers Farms in Santa Barbara County, California, but they don't think that's the only source.
We continue to advise avoiding romaine lettuce from Monterey, San Benito, and Santa Barbara counties in California.
The FDA's Stephen Ostroff says you'll notice romaine lettuce back on store shelves, and the packaging should have where the lettuce is from. He says if it does not, don't eat it. Sabrina Cupid for CBS News Atlanta.
A warning about eating raw cookie dough.
Playing Cookie Monster this month?
C is for cookie.
Get your fingers out of the dough. The CDC is warning it can make you sick. Health officials say raw flour and eggs can cause life-threatening diseases like E. coli. 2 years ago, 63 people got sick in an outbreak linked to raw flour, which isn't treated to kill E. coli and other germs. Raw eggs in the batter can cause salmonella poisoning. Simple solution? Wait until your cookies are baked. It kills off contaminants in both flour and eggs. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Fast food may be a dieter's best friend when eating out.
If you're counting calories and planning to eat out, you're better off eating fast food than at a chain restaurant. That's according to a new study that found chain restaurant meals average 1,033 calories, while your typical fast food chain like McDonald's or KFC averages 751. And the study did not take into account side orders, drinks, appetizers, or desserts. KFC actually topped the fast food calorie count at 987. Subway came in second at 763, McDonald's had 726 calories. Jim Shenavy, CBS News.
And that's a look at the week in health. I'm Fred Bottomer.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.